It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Good afternoon, and welcome to news from the world of money, technology, and finance. In today's news, we applaud the Prime Minister Mia Motley for calling for major reforms at the International Monetary Fund, IMF. For some years, we have questioned the commitment of the IMF to truly contributing to a reduction of debt and financial woes facing developing countries. We have suggested that institutions such as the World Bank, the IMF, and the Financial Action Task Force are not our friends due to their austere conditions of lending and regulation. According to Prime Minister Motley, countries such as Barbados, which have borrowed from the IMF, find themselves borrowing from the fund to pay the fund. Her comments came amid continuing high interest rates globally. Some banks in the United States are reported to be tottering financially, that's shaking or swaying or unsteady. A first quarter report from the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation indicates an alarming increase in unrealized losses and a growing list of institutions at risk for the quarter. According to Bitcoin.com News, the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is reporting $517 billion in unrealized losses, with 63 banks described as vulnerable. If you've been following blockchain business on Voice of Barbados, you will be aware of our reporting of bank collapse in recent years and sustained high interest rates and promises a couple years ago by the Federal Reserve, the U.S. Central Bank, that inflation was transitory and interest rates were not expected to be anywhere near the levels there are now. Back in Barbados, non-communicable diseases are reported to be the bulk of claims made under Guardian Life of the Caribbean Limited's critical illness insurance policy. Eating all that salty food, drinking those sugary drinks, and a lack of diet and exercise continue to be blamed for contracting non-communicable diseases, which may lead to major health complications at a young or mature age. This is not medical advice, of course, as we are in the business of helping people make money and not in the medical profession. And while the cost of living is going up, there are some critical costs like eye surgery that might be reaching beyond the pockets of many Barbadians. In news from the underworld of criminal hacking, there is more news about bad guys. According to the Daily Hollow, black hat hackers, the bad guys, have reportedly unleashed malicious software targeting more than 1,500 banks and their customers worldwide. Security researchers at IBM say a revamped version of the Guando Railroad banking Trojan has just rolled out. This Trojan, not the one from Greek mythology, enables attackers to perform banking fraud in 60 countries. The malware allows attackers to send email notices that appear to be urgent government requests for payments. Users are told they can click to a link and view an invoice or fee. When they do, a malicious file is downloaded and executed in the background. We did applaud the Governor of the Central Bank of Barbados, Dr. Kevin Greenidge, on indicating that he saw no good reason to implement a central bank digital currency. Despite lukewarm responses or concerns that central bank digital currencies have so far floundered in the Caribbean, these controversial CBDCs are making progress elsewhere. In Qatar, central bank there has announced a CBDC project. And a study also reported by Bitcoin News shows half of surveyed Germans believe a digital euro could be a beneficial additional payment option. Some good news from the world of cryptocurrency. Remember, at Blockchain Business, we are not financial advisors. We recommend education, education, education. Bitcoin's price will pump and pass $70,000 US once again at the time of providing and writing and producing this report, and it was looking to get to 71,000. Ethereum eased past 3,800 and BNB was on a tear, hitting $700. Now, if you found this edition to be informative with news you do not get anywhere else, you know what to do. Tune in to Voice of Barbados every Friday and Monday afternoon at 5 p.m. Yes, 5 p.m. for more. Much more.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.